Welcome to Soda City Unleashed. I'm your host, Emily White, and today we have a super special guest for you who's joining us virtually. Come and see who it is.
Hi there, Santa Claus. How you doing?
Hey, Emily. Great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us from all the way in the North Pole. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So how's life in the North Pole treating you this season?
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been so great. The elves are working and singing, and the snow is just glistening up here. Mrs. Claus keeps slipping little marshmallows into my cocoa. It's a busy time of year, but it's so great. So great to be here at the North Pole.
That's amazing. Well, we wanted to talk to you today a little bit about the reindeer and how they're doing. Can you tell us how Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and the rest of the crew are holding up this year?
Absolutely. They are in fine flying form. We are really looking forward to this year. Dasher is faster than ever. Prancer has been practicing pirouettes in midair. Cupid and Comet have the best takeoffs they ever have had. It's going to be a fantastic year. And I really want to thank all of you there at CVETS for giving them their final pre-flight checkups. So, so very helpful. So comforting to know that they're all in tip-top shape. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll definitely relay the message. So tell me about Rudolph. Does he need any special care for his famous glowing nose?
You know, his nose is powered by kindness and compassion. And that keeps his nose just as red and glowing bright. We have a little snow cloth. It's a very, very soft snow cloth that we polish his nose every other night, every third night or so, and that just keeps the glow so bright. But the kindness and compassion from that reindeer is really what keeps that nose glowing. He is such a great leader, such a great reindeer. Love to have him on the team.
That's awesome. We'll keep an eye out for him this Christmas. So who would you say is the most dramatic patient when it's time for a reindeer checkup?
Oh, that's easy. That's Prancer. You show him a little thermometer to take his temperature, and he acts like it's a dragon. He is just so nervous. And Blitzen is a close second. Blitzen always comes up to me afterwards and says, "Santa, am I really okay?" I say, "Yes, Blitzen, you're just fine. You're wonderful." So those two in particular get a little nervous with checkups, but they always come through it fine, and they're always great afterward.
Well, luckily they have you to reassure them, right? Well, how do you keep those reindeer in flying shape? Is there a North Pole rehab or physical therapist on staff?
We have a North Pole fitness barn. And we have warm snow treadmills, and we have sky stretching classes, and we have our very own elf named Turner, and Turner is our top therapist. And Turner works with each of the reindeer individually, gets them stronger in the areas that they need to get stronger in, and Turner has just been wonderful as our therapist. He's fantastic.
That's wonderful to hear. Well, you have a big trip coming up this month. With all the pets in homes these days, do you have a strategy for sneaking past barking dogs or curious cats on Christmas Eve?
I have a little secret for you. I have two secrets for you.
Okay.
So one is I carry a small pouch of North Pole calming crumbs. They're very small, they're shaped like snowflakes, and they're little treats. And one sprinkle around a puppy, and the puppy is basically dreaming of getting its belly rubbed. They work so well. The other secret is for cats. If you tell a cat, "My, you're looking very majestic today," they let you right through.
Wow.
It's not a problem at all. We can't tell that to anybody, but it's our secret, my secret to share with you, and I'm glad to do it.
Well, thank you so much, Santa, for sharing those secrets with us. We hope that they work for you this year too. So, some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Ready? What is your favorite Christmas cookie?
Snickerdoodles.
You knew
soft and warm, rolled in cinnamon sugar, just like Mrs. Claus makes them. Can't beat them. Absolutely, hands down.
Wonderful cookie for the season. Okay, so be careful with this one. Some reindeer might be listening. Cats or dogs?
This is a hard one. Cats for their purrs. Dogs and puppies for all their little wiggles. And reindeer for their magic flying, without a doubt. Have to be all three.
All right. We'll let you pass with that one. Okay. Snowball fight or hot cocoa break?
Snowball fight during the cocoa break.
I see how you're getting around some of these answers.
Christmas multitasking at its best. It's awesome.
Wonderful. And last question, if you could give every pet in the world one gift, what would it be?
A warm, forever home filled with gentle hands, cozy beds, full bowls, and humans who love them. Everybody deserves a place to feel safe, warm, and adored. And that's what I would give to all the cats and dogs.
That's a beautiful answer. We hope for that too. Well, Santa, we heard you're making a special stop this Sunday, December 7th. Can you tell us about that?
Very, very happy. Bringing the reindeer down for their final check. Going to stop in to see vets and get some great pictures with some pets and some owners down there. Really looking forward to it. This is going to be a great weekend trip. Last one for me and the team. We have to get back up here and finish our work, but we are really looking forward to this trip this weekend.
That's awesome. Well, we'll make sure everyone knows all the details so they can see Santa Claus. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Soda City Unleashed. We really appreciate you popping in from the North Pole.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas. We'll see you Sunday.
Merry Christmas. See you Sunday.